we've made the necessary enhancements related to safety that we can, whether it's physical additions to the building, lock boxes and check-in procedures, things of that nature, to additional security cameras, things like that that you can do to an old building, but it doesn't compare to the different features that you can get in a new building related to safety, related to keeping staff and students safe, and not just from a perspective of active intruders, but from a perspective of also the elements, you name it. We want our buildings to be inviting but safe, and so there are challenges when it comes to a building that was built in 1967, and from that safety and security standpoint, there are a lot of entries and exits out of this building. It's the nature of the way the building was built. When you look at those access control systems that were in place, either when the building was built or the enhancements that were made, it's challenging when you're trying to tie in modern day technology with systems that were not designed nor are functional to do that. And so when you're looking at securing doors, you're either having to spend an exorbitant amount of money to make them tie into the modern day technology that can make those secure, or you're just having to eliminate that component altogether and you lock off the doors and that's what it is. I think when you look at safety and security and what that could look like in a new building, I mean, it's universal access control. So we don't have something where every building's got their own access control system, but you're not sure, okay, someone's in there, it's not supposed to be, what system am I getting on? So something that's universally accessible. You've got camera monitoring systems that can be tied into the police department so they can have eyes on it all the time. You've got different ways to monitor visitors, whether it's facial recognition, fingerprint entry, key card access, things of that nature that is now standard with new buildings. But to go back and retrofit it into a building of this age, it's not realistic. You cannot do that. So I think while maybe it's not an exciting thing to talk about aesthetically, the safety and security components of a new building will provide such better measures for our staff and students.